Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What is this for?
Yes, this is about the upcoming November 2023 elections in Columbus City. We would love to hear
in Columbus? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Female?
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native? Thank you.
White.
And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, in Columbus.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Will you definitely not vote? Or have you already voted?
Almost certain.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
In person on election day.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or have never heard of the people and or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Farhan Jetty.
For who?
Farhan Jetty.
Hans Jerry?
Jetty.
Jetty. don't know. Don't know that person.
That's fine. Andrew Ginther?
8.
Thank you. Nancy Dayalkower?
Who is it?
Nancy Dayalkower?
Don't know.
Okay. Nick Bankston?
One more time?
Nick Bankston?
Don't know.
Shannon Harding?
9.
Thank you. Emmanuel Remy?
9. Or, yeah, 9.
The Columbus City Council?
Just in general?
Just in general, yes.
9.
Thank you. Louise Gill?
Don't know her.
Adrian Hood?
Don't know that person either.
Joseph Motel?
Who is it?
Joseph Motel?
5.
Thank you very much. Now, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Is it, I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction?
I'd rather elect the current City Council.
Thank you. And if the November election for Mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motel?
Ginther.
Thank you. And is that secure or lean? Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Emmanuel Remy.
Thank you. How certain are you that you will be voting for Emmanuel Remy for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Deokauer or Louise Gill?
I don't know them, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
I have to still research.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty? Or Jetty?
I don't know. I'm not as familiar with them either, so I'd have to research.
But if you had to choose, so would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
I don't know, because
okay.
I don't know them, so I'll have to research.
That's fine. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in Columbus City School District, and that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and...
I can stop you because I know it. I'll vote for it.
Okay, so that is a secure yes, I approve the measure?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
200,000?
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful
night.
Goodbye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.